Coming up on show 1033, Mercedes are ready to unveil their EQS, their flagship sedan, and the new battery technology inside it as well. Stick around, I'll tell you more. Also today, Waymo providing a look at their latest self-driving technology, DHL employing new electric trucks in the US, and a Chinese maker, BYD, unveiling another car with a cobalt-free battery. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. Welcome to EV News Daily. It is Friday, 26th of March. My name is Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story, so you don't have to. Well, Mercedes-Benz about to unveil their new flagship EQS, boasting market-leading battery range, following through on its pledge to compete in the luxury electric vehicle segment with top technology. It's going to be April 15th for the EQS. We'll see a few shots on the outside inside before then, but it'll mark a milestone for the German brand that has been, I think rightfully, criticised for being slow on the uptake to bring new EVs to market. Mercedes making 8 full electric cars on 3 continents, says the COO, Markus Schäfer, in a phone interview and writing Bloomberg.com today. The 435 miles or 700 kilometres of range from the EQS, which will be done again on the European test cycle, so maybe slightly less, I guess, for the EPA in the US, will give Tesla a bit of a headache because they've dominated the EV space for range. The battery range of the EQS would exceed that of the long-range Model S. And, of course, coming soon, we'll have Lucid with their Air doing 517 miles, then the Model S Plaid Plus doing 520 miles. However you look at this, whether you want to make this a fight between certain car makers or not, I'm not always keen to go down the route of being the one that pitches these cars against each other. I just think they'll be fans of Mercedes, fans of high-end cars, and I know that I upset Tesla fans when I say that they're not high-end cars. They are the world's best EV engineering, and I think the world's best software. I'll make that argument too, all day long. They are not the world's best luxury cars. They're nice places to be inside, but the people that argue Teslas are luxury cars, I often find, have not been inside a luxury car. And with all respect, they're often not the people who are spending 120 grand on a car, right? Neither am I. So I'm not saying that I'm buying cars like that. Just saying that people that go, oh, well, you know, Mercedes have got no chance because Tesla goes further. Don't discount the buyers out there who have 100, 120 grand to spend on a luxury car who, by the way, who don't think less is more. I know that the Tesla philosophy of let's take everything out, one screen, half a steering wheel. There are plenty of people out there who don't think less is more. They think more is more. And this Mercedes-Benz EQS, which is, by the way, is the electric equivalent of an S-Class, it needs to be amazing. It needs to be full luxury. It needs to be when that door slams shut with a German thud that only they can do, you need to feel like, you know, you spent £1 million on that car. You need to sit inside it and be absolutely wowed. I think they will, because I was inside, what was it, the Mercedes-Benz EQC recently, their EV. And even that, which is, you know, that'll be a step down to an S-Class in terms of luxury. Even that was a really, really nice place to be inside. Again, from an EV perspective, not the best battery tech, not the best efficiency and range, etc. This EQS just needs to compete in terms of the tech side. And if they smash it with the luxury, I think then, you know, Lucid will certainly have competition. You know, and I would say Tesla would have competition, but really, if these S-Class buyers had wanted to go electric by now, they would have done so. They would have bought themselves a Model S. So, I don't know, I think this widens the market, not cannibalizes the market. I'm so excited about luxury cars like this. Not that I'll ever own one, but I'm excited about it. Right, next, DHL are launching 100 new Lightning electric vans, delivery vans in the US. DHL Express continue to make investments in their electric van fleet following a successful initial pilot program using 9 Lightning electric Ford Transit electric vans in the US last year. They're going to deploy another 89 vehicles this year. New York and California will be the locations. Produced by Lightning eMotors, they design and make zero emission vehicle solutions for all sorts, really. The new electric vehicles are very highly capable, they say. All the range they need for a typical DHL delivery run. They've got the telematics and analytics software inside for route optimization, driver training, vehicle efficiencies. Now, Lightning are based in Loveland, Colorado. They design and manufacture a zero-emission, well, medium and heavy-duty vehicles like trucks, shuttle buses, passenger vans, chassis cab models, city transit buses, motor coaches, stuff like that. Next, we'll talk Waymo. They're providing a look inside self-driving truck testing. Electric vehicles and autonomy tend to go hand in hand. And Waymo's interesting. They did that big purchase of Jaguar electric I-Paces. Now, they're putting that technology inside trucks on public roads. And for the press, they did an unveiling event on March 24th, and they had a Class 8 tractor with all of the Waymo self-driving stuff in, operating around Phoenix. There was a driver behind the wheel, but the truck worked autonomously. Lane changes, merging with traffic, negotiating traffic as well. Passenger cars, motorcycles, large commercial trucks, all on the road with it. They were on Interstate 10 and Arizona Route 202, according to ttnews.com. Now, Waymo's trucking program, named Waymo Via, are testing and developing technology designed to enable Level 4 autonomy, which is take out the driver and it'll work in certain driving conditions. Latest version of Waymo's technology is high-res LiDAR, 3D images of the vehicle's surroundings being created through that. There's 360-degree cameras detecting objects 500 meters away. Waymo debuted the fifth-gen tech on their Jaguar I-Pace all-electric passenger cars recently and have now put it on their trucking platform. Interesting to see when they do that what electric trucks they use. Next, we'll talk about BYD. The recently renamed Yuan EV is becoming the Yuan Pro, and they gave it a more modern front, similar to the Han EV. It's all electric, of course. It's available to order in China. Comes with a 50 kilowatt hour blade battery, 401 kilometers. Of course, that is NEDC, which they still use. So kind of, you know, almost half it. Interesting side note, did I say this on the podcast already? China this summer are moving to the WLTP way of measuring range. They're moving away from NEDC, which is long overdue. So the range that Chinese vehicles give, I think from June, July, will be much more accurate now. The BYD D1 is another car from BYD. And the Han alongside the D1 will be more popular, I would say, than the Yuan Pro, the newly renamed Yuan Pro. It's because the D1 is basically a VW Golf. I mean, VW ID3, same car. Well, it was initially aimed at car sharing services, but now available for private buyers as well. It's about 20,000 euros if you do the price comparison. Anyway, BYD have got a ton of electric car offerings, says Pedro at Push EV. Loads of options in China, but some of them will be making their way to other markets. Europe, US, Australia. And production capacity is growing very, very fast. They are currently only the smallest electric car model, the BYD E1, still has the old style battery with cobalt in, the NCM chemistry. All other models have got the upgraded LFP, lithium iron phosphate battery cells, and they use cell-to-pack technology. So this BYD blade battery, which gets a load of love in the headlines, is really doing the business for them and just keeps expanding. But again, like, it's China. It doesn't make a huge amount of news over here. Next, the top six electric cars coming to Australia this year. As we round up the first quarter of the year, it's good to look at what's coming down under. The MG ZS EV, which is officially Australia's cheapest EV at $41,000. At one end of the scale, on the Porsche Taycan at $191,000 at the other end of the scale. A car's coming this year to Australia. And I forget, you know, yeah, we're lucky that we get a lot of cars in Europe and, I guess, you know, US as well. We talk about them a lot on the podcast, but there are some, I was going to say big markets, but Australia is certainly a big country, if not the biggest of car markets, that don't get these cars straight away. Model Y. Well, look, we haven't got Model Y either because of right-hand drive, but also the Mercedes-Benz EQA coming to Australia this year. The Hyundai Ioniq 5 will be on sale this year, down under. Also, the Leaf E Plus, that's the one with the big 62 kilowatt hour battery. The BMW iX and the Polestar 2, six cars that are coming to Australia this year. Next, we'll talk about EV makers opposing the delay to emissions penalty increases in the US. Electric vehicle manufacturers are pushing back against the decision to increase the time for automakers to meet efficiency standards, says TechCrunch. New EV entrants saying the penalty mechanism is a powerful performance and in incentive to decrease tailpipe emissions, but the legacy car makers wanting more time and wanting a delay for those emissions rules coming in. The decision was issued in January by the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration. It's postponing the penalty increase from the beginning of model year 2019 to model year 2022. Now, Tesla, for one, is petitioning the Second Circuit US Court of Appeals to review the ruling. I would add on this, for what it's worth, I've seen legislation and rulemakers do a really good job with EVs. Did it over here with CO2 rules in Europe, the EU regs on CO2 emissions. If the car makers didn't hit them, they were fined. And whilst we saw the likes of Fiat Chrysler going into pooling arrangements with the likes of Tesla and giving Tesla the money rather than the money going in fines to the European Union, for the large part, it did focus the minds of many car makers over here. And we have got a lot of EVs on sale, probably not as many as China, obviously, but more variety of EVs than anywhere else in the world. And I think that's because of the rules. So, you know, carrot and stick, as always. Sometimes the buyers need incentives and sometimes the car makers need penalties if they don't move quick enough. And we've seen California do it, but we really have got to sometimes put penalties in place based around emissions. And trust me, they'll make EVs as quick as you can believe because they don't want to pay penalties. Next, Tesla's tequila bottle is on sale. True to Elon Musk's words last year, Tesla is launching a collectible tequila lightning bottle from their shops in Europe and China, dubbed the Tesla Decanter. The hand-blown bottle could be another highly sought collectible, says Teslarati. Well, yes, they're not selling the actual tequila here because it's too difficult with licensing laws to even sell it in some parts of the US, let alone halfway around the world. But the actual bottle, sorry, decanter, has been launched online. The product is unavailable in the US, but in Europe and China, you can get it for about $119 equivalent in China and $176 equivalent here in Europe. The lightning-shaped bottles are available to pre-order. And yeah, if you have 200 euros, a couple hundred pounds spare, you go and buy an empty bottle. I would love to have a couple of hundred pounds spare. It's, you know, one of those things. having a young family doesn't tend to be too much spare money flying around at the end of the month. But, hey, if you got that spare, more power to you. Go buy yourself an empty bottle and fill it with whatever you want, whatever is your personal weapon of choice. Right, final story. Migros, a chain of gas stations, actually, in Switzerland, has announced plans to roll out the network of DC fast charging stations, operating more than 300 gas stations, many of them adjacent to convenience stores and car washes and even auto repair shops, says Charged EVs. These new chargers located on principal travel routes in Switzerland. Great news for the country. There'll be 160 kilowatt chargers and no membership needed, no pre-reg, just wave the old debit or credit card, contactless, and it starts charging. Perfect good news there in Switzerland. Hey, another good day of good news in the world of EVs. We love it. Well, that is your Poddy podcast for today. If you want to have a look at the back catalogue, the archive, it's all there for you. EV.news is the website. Patreon is how we fund the show. Never, ever do you have to think about supporting the show because there are plenty of people that do allow me to do this work. But our premium partners get a mention. Phil Roberts of Electric Future, Brad Crosby, Porsche of The Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, nationalcarcharging.com and alohacharge.com, Derek Riley from the EV Review Ireland YouTube channel, Richard over at rsev.co.uk, buys and sells EVs in the UK, got his ID4, I'm going to go check out this weekend, and a new name to add on Sunday. I'm looking forward to that. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. And do remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.